bored as fuck. I hate this useless class with a stupid teacher. And of course she had to put Mr. Straight A's right next to me. He can help improve your grades, she says. I don't care about your dumb class, why should I care about my grades? There's still so much time before it's over. What are you doing? Don't tell me you're trying to follow the lesson. Oh, you are. Oh, come on. You don't need it, do you? You probably know more about the subject than she does. And besides, we both know you're going to pass with flying colors. I know you're supposed to help me, but I don't want your help. You are kind of cute, though, so how about we play a little game instead? Look, if you help me with my boredom, you are doing what you were asked. In a way, I promise, it'll be worth not following class just once. Yes, if you want. You play my little game, and after class, we'll meet so you can try to teach me what she can't. Sound good? Ready to start? What kind of game is it? Well, it's kind of a dirty game. But you don't need to worry about that. All you need to worry about is what I whisper in your ear and make sure you imagine it. Like, what would it be like? Your desk, unzipped your pants, and started sucking your cock. No, don't say a thing. I'm the only one talking in this game. Plus, I can see a bulge forming in your pants. Are you getting hard in the middle of class? Is it because you're sitting next to the hottest girl in school? I bet you've been this the whole fucking time, trying to focus on the lesson, but your mind drifting away to dirty places, imagining all the things you want to do to me. I could let that happen, you know. All you have to do is listen to me for the rest of class, and not come in your pants. If you manage to do it, I will take you to my place, and I'll let you use me however you like. I'll be your own personal little slut, letting you try everything that passes through your perverted mind. You'll be able to live all of your fantasies. But if you fail, if I do manage to make you come in your pants before the end of class, I'm still taking you home, but this time, I'll get to use you, to abuse you. You'll be my very own living sex toy until the end of semester. I'll do everything I want to you. I'll make you fuck me every single day. Until I am satisfied, not caring about you at all, only my pleasure. So, do you think you can take it? I don't think you can. I think you're going to come in your pants listening to me, and then I'll take you home and make you come again and again and again. We are in a classroom after all. What would everybody think if either you or I was stroking your cock? Plus, it would make things too easy for me, and I like a little challenge. Do you like how the uniform looks on me? How the tight shirt marries my curves and lets the outlines of my bra appear? have caught you staring at my boobs a few times, don't be ashamed. It's perfectly natural. Don't you ever wonder what they look like in the flesh? Or how they feel like in your hands? My nipples are getting hard just thinking about hands all over my tits. See them poking through my bra and shirt? Love playing with them, and I love even more when people do it. The way a person twists and sucks and bites on it. Oh, it gets me so aroused, so horny. You'd love to touch my tits, to caress them, to fondle them, to tease my nipples. To feel how soft they are in your hands, and later around your hard, twitching cock. And how about those long white socks? Do you like how they climb? Yet how much of my long, slender legs is showing? Only you could put your hands on them, caress them, feel the softness of my skin, and discover how strong they are when they lock around you as you fuck me, forbidding you from coming anywhere but inside me. And what about my skirt? I know some people have some concerns about the size, you know, that it is too short, but I don't see a problem. Do you? I don't think you do. I think that you love their size, how they barely go low enough to hide her panties. And when a girl forgets about it and bends over to pick something up, you always get an amazing view as she shows. You do enjoy when this happens, don't you, pervert? You know, some of us find those skirts to be very uncomfortable because of that. But you don't care as long as you get to see her panties from time to time. And I'm ready to bet that if you made the rules, you would not allow us to wear any under the skirts. Well, guess what? That's exactly. I love going commando, whether at school or honestly pretty much anywhere. I love that if the wind blows a little too strong and lifts my skirt just enough, everyone will get to see my bare juicy ass or my perfect pink pussy. When I'm in my apartment, I'm always naked after all. You should see the looks on the delivery boys' faces when they bring. And if they happen to be cute, well, let's say they get quite the dip. And so do I. Of course, today is no exception. Yes, boy, you're mere inches away from a wet, horny pussy, but you don't get to touch it. Well, not yet anyway. I most likely will, though, because watching you squirm on your seat trying to look focused and serious, and that twitching bulge in your pants that demands to be free and touched and played with, oh, makes me fucking horny. See my hand slowly go down under the desk, then up my thigh, only to disappear under the skirt and touch my... so wet and sensitive. Oh, you dirty boy, what did you do to me? Oh, I've masturbated in class before, but this is something else. Oh. Look at me, masturbating to you, trying your hardest not to touch yourself, not to cum in your pants. That's what I'm gonna do. So look at me. I want you to watch as I make myself cum in the middle of class. Look at me, you pervert. I want you to see what you do to me. Watch me come for you. Watch me make a puddle on my chair because of you. I'll try not to scream, but it's gonna be hard. Oh, I'm a screamer. And I always come hard, and the harder I come, that stain in your pants pre-cum? Are you already so close to orgasm yourself? Oh, please, boy, try to resist. Where's the fun if you come while there's still so much time to go? There's so much more I have to tell you. Like, how much I if it's a man or a woman, a transgender or whatever, I'll fuck them all, you included. I'd love for you to lose our little game and come in your pants so I can take you home and use you however I want. I'd tie you to my bed and tease your cock. When I'd finally allow you to ejaculate, I'd keep riding you, torturing you with the most intense pleasure. I'd only stop when I'm satisfied. Then I'd call my sexy girlfriends and tell them they can use my new sex toy all they want. That's all you'd be, a sex toy for me to use and share with my friends. But if you win, if you can last the whole class without coming to my whispers, I bet there are so many filthy things you want to try. go fuck me. Of course you could. Fuck my ass? Definitely. Cream pies? That's a must. I'd let you do everything you can think about and even more. I'd be the perfect little slut for you to use and abuse whenever you want, wherever you want, however you want. You could even share me with your friends if you wanted. I'd tell all my hot friends to let you use them the same way yous use me. You'd be a king with the most perfect harem and the sluttiest girl all to yourself. No, boy. No coming yet. Oh, I can see the bulge twitching in your pants, so please try to keep it in check. Or maybe do you need something to divert your attention to? Like, I don't know, the lesson? Try to focus on that instead. Maybe it'll chase all those perverted thoughts you keep having away. Focus on the teacher. What is she writing? What is she talking about? Watch as her big ass jiggles inside her tight yoga pants. You can't help but notice it, can you? You, the grade A student, watches his teacher's ass while in class. Oh, what a pervert you are. Well, take a good hard look at it. Wonder what it would feel like in your hands. Oh, it's so jiggly. I bet it would be soft and squeezable. With an ass like that, she probably being bent over and fucked from behind. Maybe over her desk. Wouldn't you love that? Fucking your big ass teacher from behind over her own desk in her own classroom. Hearing her moan and scream your name so that everyone in school knows she belongs to you. Perhaps you'd rather be a teacher's pet though, doing everything she demands. When everybody's gone, you'd be lying on her desk, naked of course, and she'd sit on your face, smothering you with her big ass while she checks all the copies, completely ignoring your cock. You'd probably be in heaven anyway, whether she'd let you come or not. Wouldn't you like it? Fucking your teacher. I'm sure you've thought about it, even masturbated to her a few times, haven't you? I knew you did, you fucking pervert. She's a teacher, a married woman, and a mother even, and you dare think about those perverted things when you're alone. Aren't you a good student, the best in school? Shouldn't you be more serious? I bet she's not the only one you've thought of in a dirty way. Tell me, who else? Except me, of course. Oh, the front row girl, grade A student number 2, your former deskmate? Of course you did. Look at the size of those knockers. Even I am jealous of them. They're huge, and it's like they keep on getting bigger, don't they? You know, always wondered how she could see anything she reads or writes. Probably never crossed your mind though. You've only ever thought about how they would feel all over your dick, haven't you? I can't blame you there. I'd love to feel them as well. Every time we do track and field and she's running, you can see the faces drooling as she goes around, her gigantic boobs bouncing all the way. Even the teacher's drooling. Oh, wouldn't it feel great to motorboat her, to bury your face in her breasts? There's so much to play with, you'd never get bored. And did you know that she has a crush on you? Looks like you didn't. She does, obviously, so you could get her to titty fuck you every day if you wanted. All you need is to ask her out, which you can do if you win her game. But since you're gonna lose, maybe I can invite her over one day. Let her loose of all the stress and worries she has playing with your cock. And if you're lucky, she'll use her giant tits on you that day. Who else have you fantasized about? My two best friends, I guess. You know, the two hot girls sitting by the window who are always giggling. Whatever you've dreamt of doing with them, it's probably far from what they actually do. Those two are as slutty as you are perverted. They've fucked every single man who's shown the tiniest bit of interest in them, sometimes even together. They'd do anything for sex. If one of them had been sitting next to you, you'd probably be on your knees under the desk, eating her out while she lays back and enjoys. Or she would be on her knees, giving you the best blowjob you've ever had in the middle of class. Maybe she'd even get the other one to come help while the teacher is looking away. You wouldn't even last. Still, you'd love it. Then they'd take you home and fuck you relentlessly. Unlike me, who would give you a break from time to time, they wouldn't. They'd just keep on fucking you, taking turns being on your cock while your brain turns to mush from the unbearable pleasure. And once they'd be done with you, they'd simply throw you away before getting ready to find other men to fuck. Because that's what men. And judging from the reaction in your pants, you wouldn't be against it. Maybe I'll invite them over to show you what it's like to really be used like a sex toy. Hey now, don't look away. Class is not over yet. You're gonna keep listening to me until you explode in your pants during class. And then I'll take you home to be my fuck toy. So no looking away. You taking a glimpse at her. The cutest girl in school, but also the shyest one. Everyone's favorite. And here's a little secret. My own little sex doll. Yep, you heard me right. She's my little sex doll. Just like you're going. She became it is quite different. Do you want to hear about it? Come on, no need to be shy. It is quite the sexy story, actually. I bet your cock is gonna love it. So, you know that we are flatmates, right? Well, she came to me one day because there was this guy she liked and she felt that he liked her too. But she had never been with anybody before. She never even kissed. It took her a lot of courage to come to me, and I did my best to help her. I did so good, actually, that she has completely forgotten about him. She asked me to teach her how to be a good kisser, but, oh, her lips were so soft, I could not help myself. I kept on kissing her, my hands running all over her body, caressing her, rubbing her in places no She didn't try to stop me. She just went with the flow. Before we knew it, she was naked and lying on the couch, her legs gently spread out for me so I could give her the first of what would be many orgasms. Oh, she tasted so sweet. I did not want to stop eating her out that day. You should have heard her moan and scream with surprise when the first orgasm hit her. I then asked her if she liked it. She said yes. I asked her if she wanted to feel it again. She said yes, and I dove back down between her legs. Oh, the way she was moaning my name, I get wetter just thinking about it. After I was done making her come, she canceled any plans she had for the night, and she spent it between my legs, learning how to please me. She's quite the fast learner, and now she knows how to wake me up every morning with her mouth and tongue. She hasn't done it with anybody else, and I don't want her to. She's all mine and mine alone. Though, I might let you watch when you become my second sex doll, and she'll watch as I fuck you. What's going on, boy? Is it getting hard? Can you not hold it anymore? You're about to come, aren't you? But you won't. You won't come yet, because you are not some pathetic loser who comes from the hottest girl he knows, telling him all kinds of filthy things. Oh, you will come eventually, but not yet. If you do, I'll take your cock out and then scream. Everyone will think you made me jerk you off in the middle of class. You, the number one student. I do want you to come, but only when I decide. I know I said that if you can hold it in, you win, but let's be realistic. There's no way you will. So be a good boy and start learning how to come on my command. Understood? Where was I? Ah, yes, my little sex doll. The things I make her do at home, it's amazing how she just agrees to do them for me. I figured that she was a sub, but I never thought she'd be such a good one. She's not allowed to wear clothes when we're alone, so that I have full access to her body 24/7. She has to eat me out every morning to wake me up. She has to thoroughly wash me in the shower, which includes my pussy and ass. God, she loves eating my ass. Before any meal, she has to get her dose of pussy juices right from the source. And when she's a good girl, which she is most of the time, I reciprocate. She's ready to fuck anytime I feel like it. She always sleeps with me in my room, of course, except when then, she has to make sure the bed is ready for whomever I bring home, and she's in her room, masturbating to me, having sex. Then, when they leave, she comes back to me, and either cuddles me if my one-night stand was good, or finish the job if they weren't. That'll be your job too, very soon. Do you think you'll like it? I reckon you will. No chance, boy. You know, it is not the first time I played this kind of game, and so far, I've always won. One day, I was out in a club, and a guy came from behind me and held me while dancing. He was so close, I could feel him being hard. So, I did what any girl would. I started rubbing my ass against him in my dance. At some point, it became obvious it was getting too intense for him, so he tried to push me away, but I was having none of it. I told him if he could last one more minute, I'd let him fuck me in the parking lot, but if he couldn't, I'd take him to the bathroom to eat my pussy. I don't think he even lasted 10 seconds. He was a good pussy eater, though. Oh, it gets me so excited talking about. Is Dietrich looking away? Good. That means my hand can go back under my skirt. Masturbating in class never gets old. Or boring. I don't only do it in school, though. Once, I was working on a school project with another girl, and we decided to use my laptop in my room. knew she was a lesbian. Everybody did. And I was sure she was attracted to me since, you know, I'm hot. We were almost finished. I just needed proofreading, which she started doing. Oh, but I was tired and horny, so I simply got naked and began fucking myself. "What are you doing?" she asked. "Just relaxing," I said. She kept working, and I kept moaning louder and louder, saying her name, talking about how good her mouth would feel, how deep her fingers would go, how I would be coming so hard for her. She kept on asking me to stop, to let her work if I didn't want to help, and I kept getting filthier, biting her earlobe, whispering in her ears, kissing her neck, telling her how wet she was getting me until finally she got enough. Oh, she pushed me onto the bed and swiftly got undressed. She then took a strap on out of her bag, which actually surprised me, and put it on. Oh, I think she fucked me. She went so hard. I was just coming like crazy. She made me squirt. It was the first time it ever happened to me. She took me in every position you can imagine. She was unstoppable. She eventually collapsed next to me, and I never heard someone breathe so heavily. She probably came a few times fucking me, but her thrust never stopped. And I was too busy coming myself to notice. I gently took the strap on off of her and put it on myself. I turned her on her back, and before I started fucking her, she asked me what I was doing. I told her that she had lost, that I made her stop working, and I was simply getting my reward for winning. And then I fucked her. I wasn't as experienced as her, but I still managed to make her come several times until she passed out from exhaustion. "Why are you squirming so much, boy?" "Trying not to come, are we? You have no idea how good it feels to touch yourself in glass. So just put your hand down there and make yourself feel good. Show you. Look at my fingers. Do you see the juices? Oh, I'd make you taste them, but it'd be weird to do that in class. Unless you promise to come when I tell you to. Yes, I want you to promise to lose our little game. But come on. You get to taste my juices early to see me come again. Oh, you don't even have to say it. Just open your mouth. Yes, just like that. I'll put my hand under my skirt and my other in your mouth. Suck on those fingers, boy. Taste those juices. Imagine if someone turned around, if they saw you in this position. Oh, they think you're a pervert. A pervert who's going to make me come. Oh, suck on my fingers. Suck harder. Come on, boy. It's gonna make me come. You're gonna make me come. Oh my god. You sure know how to suck on fingers. Oh, give them back now. You don't want anyone to turn and see us like getting too intense for you? That's too bad, because I love being a little tease and making men and women lose it. I think it was about a week ago, after our football team won the big game. I went to their locker room with a very good girlfriend of mine. We told them that to celebrate their victory, we would be giving them a little show. So we started making out in front of all of them. Then we turned back to them and told them to take their dicks out and start fapping to us. They weren't allowed to stop, only go slower or faster at their leisure. The last one to come would get to share his shower with us. We only allowed them to get a little feel of our asses before. Another girl in a locker room full of sweaty hunks, all naked, all pumping their dicks to us. One came, then another, then more and more, and so did I, my mouth locked tight on my girlfriend's. We were so lost into each other, the guys had to tell us there was a winner. We turned to him with dirty smiles and helped him finish before going into the shower. He was quite a great fuck. I'm glad he was the winner. He was so good, actually, that we decided to have a little game to see who would take him home, while the loser had to be passed between the rest of the team. I'm still not sure that's a loss, to be honest. We dropped down on our knees and took turns sucking him. The one who would get his cum in her mouth is the winner. Of course, I won. There's no way I'll lose a sex game. She quickly left the shower, and I stayed with him a little bit, telling him all the nasty things I'd do to him that night while stroking his dick some more. When we left the shower, we saw my girlfriend getting in the middle of the guys, one fucking each of her holes. And I asked my boy Toy for the night if he wanted a round, but he said he wanted to keep his stamina for me. What a gentleman. He fucked me all night long. I was so fucking sore in the morning, just like you will be every day when I'm done using you. At times, I'll make you come multiple times in a row, relentless, not giving you a single second of rest. At other times, I'll tease you just like I'm doing right now, forcing you to keep your orgasm in check until I allow it. Except that my tight, soaking wet pussy will be wrapped around your cock as I ride you. Oh, you're gonna be such an amazing toy for me. And you know what? You're gonna love it. You're gonna love the way I use you. You're gonna love my friends using you as well. Your cock will be ready to use at all times, ready for me to stroke or suck or fuck or do whatever I want. Doesn't that make you want to come for me? Doesn't the thought of being used like a sex toy make you want to explode in your pants despite the class still going on? Doesn't my voice make you want to pop for me? Don't talk. Just nod your head. Do you want me to allow you to come? Do you accept that you lost our little game and that you have become my new sex toy? You're so greedily nodding your head. What a good boy you are. Here, let me get my chair closer to yours. Let's make it look like I'm watching your notes while you explain something to me. There, better. Now, whenever I look down, I have a full view of the bulge in your pants and of the wet spot you've made. And you're about to make bigger. You're so desperate to come for me, I really shouldn't make you wait. Or maybe I should. You've already conceded defeat after all. You're already my little toy. But you've been such a good boy all class, you deserve a reward. So, let me tell you what's going to happen after class. We will go home to my place together. pants were there, you'll get naked for me, as a sex toy is not allowed to wear clothes in my home. And then I'll lead you to my bedroom, where I'll give you the best blowjob of your entire life. You'll be lying on my bed, unable to move, as ropes will keep your wrists and ankles still. And again, you won't come until I allow it. Your orgasms are mine from now on. When I think that you've lasted long enough, that you've been a good enough boy, I'll finally give you what you've always dreamt of. My pussy. Which means that until don't come, there's no pussy for you. So, once you've learned to not come from just my mouth, I'll sit on your face and make you eat me while I keep playing with your cock. My cock now, actually. You'd better be good at eating pussy because you're gonna do it a whole lot. I want you to know how to make me come hard and fast using only stays hard and ready to come only when I please. It's only when I'm satisfied with your performance that I'll move to the main part. Wrapping my cock with my pussy and ride it like there's no tomorrow. If you've been a really good boy, I'll let you come inside of me by that time, but be ready. Your orgasm does not mean my satisfaction. I'll keep riding all your orgasms, not giving a fuck about the sensitivity, because you're nothing but a sex toy, a dildo I fucked myself on. If you beg good enough, I might let you move your hips and fuck me back, using you like a simian. Finally, when I'm utterly satisfied, I'll call my good girl to clean up the mess you've made inside of me while I rest on your body. I'll allow you to sleep with me afterwards, of course. I love sharing my bed with my little sex toys. But I expect you to be raging hard when morning comes, so I can ride you some more and spend the whole day tomorrow teaching you what being my sex toy means to you. I think class is about to finish. Are you ready to come for me? I'll be so disappointed if you don't. Nobody's looking our way, so just come for me now. Move your hips if you need to. Try rubbing it inside your pants, but no hands allowed, you dirty boy. Explode for me and show me the stain in your pants getting bigger. Be a good boy. Don't you want to please me? I know you do. So come for me. You can't take it anymore. It's okay to release it now. I'd love to help you to take your cock out and stroke it hard and fast, but I'm afraid you'd come so hard you'd put some everywhere. So instead, just put it in your pants, okay? Come for me. Come for me right fucking now. You know you want to do it, and I want you to do it. You come for me. Come now, and I'll let you eat my pussy in the bathroom before we go. Come now, be a good boy and come. Yes, that's it. Oh, such a good boy. Such a good, good boy. Keep coming for me. Make sure your pants. I want to play with myself again, but I have to keep it so you can eat it in the bathroom. Oh, and you're still coming. Oh my god. You're such an amazing boy. Fuck, baby. You look like you came so hard. Did I make you feel that good with just my voice? Imagine what it's gonna be. You can wait a little bit before we go. Catch your breath. You're gonna need it. I'll be expecting you in the bathroom. Don't make me wait too long. I'd hate to have to take care of it myself and then to have to punish you. You've only just become my sex toy after all. Don't you want to do good?